Alright guys, in terms of Gunn's banner, or at least the banner that you wrap around someone's arm, I saw that earlier. Well, when it's cumbersome to you, it's not really pretty serves no purpose. But you can actually make stuff, and when I was on Ski Patrol, I punched Ski Patrol movies. Which is to say they took clothing or some fabric and then cut it up like that. Same size. Mm-hmm. And so all you need in your arm is to start wrapping around something.
Is that 3 inches as a road driver? Is that a pretty good width to make
sense?
You know
what? Yeah, it is.
Useful.
I don't do math, so that's why I'm using right? So you can cut sheets or something, because this isn't going directly over your wound. Hopefully you have gauze or some or pads.
That's just about pressure, right?
Yeah, this is just the pressure. So when you wrap around a wound, and you were like, if she has a big cut right here, and it's bleeding pretty profusely, and I had this around at some point, I could just like literally tie a knot over that to create pressure. And then you can just keep wrapping. So here's the other thing about medical tape. People always like, oh, you need medical tape so you can wrap a wound. No, you don't. Yes, take your medical tape or you take your gauze and you wrap it all around. And this is a really shoddy example right now. I'm trying to do it really fast. But you can take it like this. And then you can take it up here, and then you can just tie it off, and then you don't need medical tape, right? You don't need medical tape to do anything. Tape, other than duct tape, is what it is. Band-Aids, also not a fan of Band-Aids. Band-Aids are for small cuts. Band-Aids are
great for fingers. It's like, those finger cuts and knuckle cuts and... Oh man, I got through so many.
So, to be fair, if you had a really large cut on your arm and you were several hours out or you were hiking or whatever the case may be, and you were able to stop the bleeding with pressure, but it's like flayed open like a fish, most people would go in for stitches, stitch it all up, which you should do. A lot of people will choose to use Steri-Strips, which are these, which are passing around, which are little bandages.
Are those like butterfly bandages?
They're butterflies,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I paid maybe $5 for this roll of duct tape.
Those stair strips, the exact same ones.
And I can make stair strips out of them. Look at that! So, for the $12 million you spend for them, you can buy some duct tape and you can tear it off. So now, to be fair, this is not sterile. That's probably sterile. However, if I had a big old cut right here, I could put saran wrap on it to cover it so nothing gets in it. I'd put Neosporin and stuff on it. I could put saran wrap around it. I could also use some sort of baggie in which I could take this, and I could put on it to kind of seal it off, right? And then I would tape it off, and then I would wrap it with a bandana. But really, at the end of the day, Steri-Strips are no more than this. Those are sterile. But those are super expensive. This is like...
Another, before I forget, grocery outlet, the little grocery store that you get cheap stuff at, they actually have really good deals on these little pre-made med kits and bandages and stuff that normally would, you know, if you buy a nice one, they're going to be $30, whatever, but it could have nothing but, you know, a couple of those good stretchy bandages in it, or just those little things, or some component, or a whole kit that all you want is one thing, but the whole thing costs $2, and you get a free box with it, you know, so that's actually what my current kit is based on, a like $2.99 first aid kit I bought at the grocery shop. And then I put like some more stuff in it and threw a bunch of the crap out that I didn't need. You know, that is your little yellow thing that says emergency. You know, like, what? The poncho. Or like,
IKEA's got a decent one for about $8 as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's got a lot of, it does have a lot of gauze in it, but the nice thing, we bought it in
case.
But
it's got lots of
because it's like a semi-structured case that has a big, like, first aid cross and it's zippered.
Yeah,
so it just opens right up. So it's easy to find if you've done it in larger terms.
But So if you're going to build your own, you can eliminate gauze wrap right there.
Yeah.
These things, it's fucking expensive. Take a sheet, cut it up, whatever the case may be. Bandages, whatnot, Steri-Strips, duct tape. So one of the things I do with duct tape, for when I take it with me anywhere, is you can wrap it around something.
Yep.
And then you have duct tape. Yes.
You can actually, what I do is I wrap it around itself. You take out a piece and you fold it
over
on itself, and then you keep folding it over on itself, and you end up with something that's flat and just like a pad.
Yes, and that works great. And the only reason I did on this is because I have drugs.
Right, yeah. I mean, if you've got something,
and we'll talk about those drugs.
Wrap it around, but
yeah. But it's a great way. You get Steri-Strips out of it. You can actually wrap up a whole wound on it. You can like try to like, if you're going to close up a wound to keep it from bleeding, keep from infection getting in and stuff, put gauze on it, put pads on it, put saran wrap on it, and then you can totally duct tape it. If I were in the wilderness and I totally had a huge-ass laceration, I might put my bandana on it just to cover up it so that when you pull up the duct tape, it doesn't rip your wound open. And then I would try to like wrap the duct tape around to keep it settled. After a day or two, your body wants to heal itself. It's trying. It's gonna, you're gonna open up new wounds if you pull off stuff. So use duct tape, it all works really well. But for splinting, you can use anything. You can use a Tapeton thing, you can use paper like this, you can use a jacket, a pillow, pants, anything to splint something, because what you don't want is for your bones to go, because you're gonna cut a hose. That hose might be your artery, your vessel, or whatever. So, splint the injury. If you're by yourself, do flexion first.